KGO News Talk 810.
I'm Aaron Katursky. Hillary Clinton's campaign signaled today the Democratic nomination fight would not go all the way to the convention, but the candidate in West Virginia dismissed calls once again for her to quit.
I think we want to keep this going so that the people of West Virginia's voices are heard and their votes are counted.
Barack Obama made what seemed like a victory lap today on Capitol Hill.
I wasn't campaigning, I was saying hello.
And undoubtedly making a play for superdelegates. The government spent another $28 billion taxpayer dollars today to help Wall Street. The Federal Reserve auctioned safe Treasury securities to big firms in exchange for more risky investments aimed at improving credit conditions. The Marines have arrived in Thailand, poised to help, Defense Secretary Robert Gates says, if cyclone-ravaged Myanmar lets them in.
It would be a tragedy if these assets, if people didn't take advantage of them.
Up to 100,000 people are feared dead, but Burma's military government refuses to open its borders to all but one plane load of aid. Fighting in Lebanon appears to escalate between Hezbollah and the Lebanese government. Ben Ryan in Beirut tells us there is fear now of renewed civil war.
It seems to be more shows of force on the ground with people firing blindly at enemy areas. There have been hand-to-hand clashes, people throwing rocks and that sort of thing.
Hezbollah called the government's decision to shut down its communications an act of war. First, MySpace. Now, ABC's Alex Stone tells us Facebook has agreed to make the site safer for young users.
Among the changes being made, the profiles of anyone under 18 years old will now be locked, so adult strangers can't see them. And if somebody tries to make their age younger, the request will first be reviewed by Facebook to make sure it's not an adult trying to gain access to children. Also, user groups dedicated to incest, pedophilia, and cyberbullying have now been removed.
You're listening to ABC News.
This summer, when you're ready to take the family out on the road, make sure your car is just as prepared. Come into the Sears Auto Center this week, where all Michelin tires are on sale. Purchase 4 new Michelin tires and get them all installed for free after mail-in rebate. The Sears Auto Center is open 7 days a week, plus nights, and you can shop while your car is being serviced. Walk-ins and appointments are welcome. So come into the Sears Auto Center and reimagine your summer travel. Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Free tire installation has a $56 value. Offer valid 5-4-0-2-5-10-08.
As a professional contractor, some things are a given. You need the right products, you need the right prices, and you need the Home Depot. We have extended hours and convenient locations, so wherever your job site is, we're close by and open. And our price match guarantee will meet and beat any lower price by 10%. In other words, we have everything you need to grow your business. At the Home Depot, you can do it, we can help. Now through May 14th, get 10% off full pallets of GAF Elk shingles. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Country music loses a legend.
Country music pioneer Eddie Arnold has died. Arnold is credited with taking country music to the masses with hits such as I'll Hold You in My Heart and Cattle Call in the late 40s and early 50s. The Country Music Hall of Fame member scored top 10 hits for five straight decades through the 1980s.
I just want to sing a good song, and I want somebody to enjoy.
His 100th album was released in 2005. Hunter Kelly, ABC News, Nashville.
With Mother's Day approaching, a lot of folks are looking to TV for the mothers they wish they had. ABC's Sherry Preston now with the results of a survey of the top small-screen moms.
Let's go in reverse order. Tied for eighth, Roseanne, Lorelai from the Gilmore Girls, and the tried-and-true, big blue-haired Marge Simpson. In seventh, it's Lucy Ricardo, and sixth is Harriet Nelson. As for the top five, there's Donna Stone from the Donna Reed Show, Marion Cunningham, Mrs. C on Happy Days, then there's the Brady Bunch matriarch Carol Brady, Claire Huxtable, and number one on the list of best TV moms...
You know, Mom, when we're in a mess, you kind of make things seem not so messy.
You knew it. Beaver's beloved, Mrs. Cleaver, pearls and all.
Well, isn't that sort of what mothers are for?
Sherry Preston, ABC News.
An Irish brewery where beer has been brewed since the 1700s may soon be closed. St. James's Gate in Dublin is home to Guinness, but the parent company, Diageo, reportedly wants to close St. James's Gate and two other Irish brewers, consolidate operations at a new brewery. It's ABC News.
Now you can lower cholesterol by taking a Centrum multivitamin. Introducing Centrum Cardio, the first and only leading complete multivitamin that can lower cholesterol. Centrum Cardio contains Corowise, a natural ingredient that can lower cholesterol. You may see results in as little as 4 weeks. The lower cholesterol you want from the name you trust. Centrum Cardio. Good for your cholesterol, good for the rest of you. 400 milligrams free phytosterols taken twice a day for a total daily intake of at least 800 milligrams as part of a diet low in saturated fat and cholesterol may reduce the risk of heart disease.
Aaron Katursky, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time, 105. Good afternoon. I'm Rosie Allen. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area and California. Big mess on the lower deck of the Bay Bridge. KGO's Terry Rouse is live with the latest. Terry?
Eastbound 80 before Treasure Island. The three left lanes are blocked by an SUV that overturned several times. Plus, that left lane is coned off for maintenance. Traffic is crawling out of San Francisco onto the lower deck. San Francisco itself, 19th Avenue, Unifero Serra Boulevard. A muni bus and a car in the middle of the intersection. Jam there. San Jose, South 101 at 880. Three light lanes blocked too. Land Rover LR3. 36 decades of unmatched all-terrain capability. Come drive the vehicle that's a must-have for explorers and humanitarians around the globe. Visit BayArea.LandRover.com today. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Thanks, Terry. In other news, not guilty. That's the plea today from Reginald James Robinson. He's the man charged with the April 27th murder of his partner, San Ramon businessman Kashmir Billen. And Oakland police are looking for a suspect they have dubbed the Chicken Hawk Bandit, suspected of robbing a number of restaurants that sell primarily chicken. Lloyd Lindsay Young says partly sunny but continued cool around the bay and near the coast this afternoon. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
From his larynx to your tympanic membrane, advice for life with America's doctor, Dr. Dina Dell.
Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome once again to the program. I'll leave with this story simply because I like to be objective, and it's something we all accept, and I guess my needle tilt sore is okay. It's a good thing, but having been on a lot of airplanes recently, and especially in other countries where they just don't care, you can walk through the metal detector, and it goes beep, 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 and nobody stops you. So here's a homeless guy. This just happened to just get onto a plane. Just slipped past security and found sleeping on a regional jet. Passengers hadn't gotten on at this thing at the, they called it a hiccup in the system. And I'm not sure I understand why they'll, who they pick on and how they do these searches and how easy it would be to get through this system. You can walk across a border. You know, the United States of America, thousands of people do it a day. I'm just not sure we're going about it right. And I'm not sure about cause and effect. You can say, hey, there haven't been any attacks. But you don't know that's the reason. I mean, politically, think about it. If you were really smart and you were a terrorist, you would not attack this country during the reign of George Bush, would you? Because you think that would just hand over, you know, hand over the reins to another Republican administration. I don't know. I mean, I'm just trying to think about it objectively. It's just, when a homeless guy can walk on a plane without a ticket and what the rest of us have to go through, it's just one of those things I'm reacting emotionally to. It's annoying. Speaking of all these things, well, the numbers have dropped here, and now 1 in 4 Republicans rate the economy as excellent or good. Of course, they live in a different world, maybe. I have no idea. In June, 56% last June, 56% of Republicans said the economy was in excellent shape. And, of course, Democrats is quite the opposite. And I guess if you are wealthy and you are set up right, you know, these things don't affect you, which simply further defines the differences in the parties. Is this the second year in a row? Let me think. No. The list of the most objectionable books in public libraries, the American Library Association has a system. They have a top 10 list about the most objectionable books challenged in public schools and libraries for the second straight year. Entangle makes 3. It's about a family of penguins where there's 2 fathers. And as you know, homosexuality occurs in animals. I have no idea what those of you who feel this is a moral failing would say about that. Nevertheless, the complaints are that young children will believe, this is a quote, that homosexuality is a lifestyle that is acceptable. Well, acceptable to whom? You know, it's funny. If you allow that book in libraries, your child will become gay. Is that the fear? And you look at other books that are challenged. Maya Angelou's memoir, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sing, she writes about being raped as a young girl. Where are you people who object to this? Where are you living? You know, 1 in 4 girls by the age of 16 in South Africa have been raped. I can't begin to tell you from my West Africa trip how commonly this is used as an instrument of intimidation of women. Hello, it happens. The best thing you can do is make sure your children do not know about it. That's going to fix the problem. All right? And, you know, other books, Pullman's Golden Compass. There's a former nun in that book that says Christian religion is a very powerful and convincing mistake. And here's what's most interesting to me. The American Library Association says, you know something? The actual number of challenges is kind of down. They get like, I mean, this is a written formal challenge, 750 a year. It's now down to 400 or 500. Why? You know why. Nobody's reading books. It's the Internet. It's the Internet. Here's a high school principal. They wanted to drop a Toni Morrison Pulitzer Prize-winning novel about an ex-slave who's murdered a baby daughter. And because the book has depictions of violence and sex. Well, gee, I didn't know those things happened in the world. Here, I'll put something in your head you'll never forget. I'm standing in a slave dungeon in West Africa. And the guy describes to me, I can't even begin. You know, it gets me upset just to talk about it. And here is a very upsetting image that women who were enslaved with their babies, the conditions were so horrible. And it's a trough down the middle of this room, little teeny room where they cram 150 female slaves in. And, of course, if they refused to allow themselves to be raped, they would put in another room where there's, like 15 of them in a room the size of your closet. Women would take their babies, hold them by their feet, swing them against the wall and kill them, not to subject them. Smash their heads against the wall to not subject them to the horrors of slavery. You don't want your kids to know about that, lest those who do not know history are doomed to repeat it. Well, here's a fella. I haven't heard this. He's riding his motorcycle, lost control, slides along the road, and he's got a wound. And I can't quite see this. We did yesterday the potato, the cross in a potato. This is a Virgin Mary in his wound. And, you know, there's very, very strict guidelines, according to the Roman Catholic Church, regarding what is deemed an official sighting of the Virgin Mary. Now, there's no word whether the diocese where this fellow is going to investigate. I'm thinking this is a wound. It's going to heal. So how long can it be there? And also, the downside is you can't sell it on eBay. Here's a woman going for the world record. That's right, the world record breast implants. Wow, this needs a name. I don't know what you kind of, Heather says, what do you call this disease? You know, like, you got to come up with a name, a hyper-mega-bubalomania or something like this. This woman, size 34, triple F, she's in the Guinness World Book of Records. She has changed her size 8 times. And her doctor, if she says, my doctor says he don't want to operate on me no more. Because in 5 years, I've changed 8 times. She has 1,000 cc's or 2 quarts of silicone. The average woman is probably a 400 cc implant. And she's up to, she's 1,000, 2.5 times. Supposedly she should have back pain and shoulder pain, but she doesn't. And I'm just looking over industry numbers. In 15 years, it's up 900%. In 1992, 32,000 women. By 2002, 250,000. By 2007, 350,000. And she says, I just don't like people to look at me and laugh at me. There's something she's not getting. This is about this new class of weight loss drugs that may not get on the American market. The drugs block the effects of your body's natural marijuana compound. That's right, your brain makes marijuana. And how this was discovered, well, they figured, gee, if marijuana gives people the munchies, let's make a drug that blocks the effect of marijuana, and therefore people might lose their appetite, and it works. But now they're looking at whether this is on the market in Europe, what its effect might be in a fetus, what its effect might be on growing brains, and it found quite interesting. Profound effect. This drug that blocks your body's natural marijuana compounds, cannabinoids, had a profound impact in the growing brain. For instance, they tested how well in an animal it would adapt if you closed one eye of the animal. And they found, indeed, that the animal behaved as if both eyes were open. The brain didn't react and didn't grow and wasn't plastic. It's almost as if one of the most critical things you can have in your brain is this marijuana compound. So we'll see what happens. It does cause a side effect of depression in a couple of percent of people. And whether that's enough to keep it off the American market, it sure seems like it is, even though European governments have approved it. Here's something dumb in England. This is just not going to work, and this happens all the time. Cannabis will be raised to a Class B drug with a 5-year jail term, right? They have found the government lowered the classification to Class C, which is like, you know, anabolic steroids. And since then, there's been a great drop in the use of marijuana. Don't know if it's exactly the change in classification. But the reason they're raising it is because there's an alarming use of skunk, a stronger strain of the narcotic, right? This is a major newspaper writing, a narcotic, mind you, now dominates the market. First of all, just like smokers who smoke light cigarettes, they smoke enough to still get the same amount of nicotine. And if you're using a stronger marijuana, then people are going to inhale less. It doesn't really matter. It's not the deal here. This is about politics. Now, first of all, as has happened in this country 1, 2, 3 times, we have formed major independent national advisory committees to look at these problems. And everything they've advised, the government does the opposite, right? And in England, they had an advisory council on the misuse of drugs, which said there was no evidence to regrade cannabis to a more serious Class B. So the government goes ahead and does it. Conservatives and police love it. And this is only going to make the problem worse. Here's an example with another drug that if it just doesn't make the point, then nothing's gonna. Let's talk cigarettes. Last month, New York law enforcement authorities, this is in the Wall Street Journal, you can go read it, announced the arrest of a fellow for smuggling 12,000 cartons of cigarettes. It was not the first such arrest, nor will it be the last. And as New York continues to raise taxes and make it more expensive, in comes crime. Cigarette taxes are fueling organized crime in a big way. If history's any guide, most cigarettes sold will be trucked up from Virginia or shipped in from China by buttleggers that can make $1 million for every truckload of smuggled smokes. The blunt fact, with politicians of both political parties are determined to ignore, is that high cigarette taxes in New York have led to a bloody decade-long smuggling epidemic. You understand this? You make it so expensive that it becomes worth it to develop a black market. And the story is one that gets repeated over and over and over, and politicians just don't get it because they're afraid of making decisions that might be unpopular but will be better solutions. By the way, on the subject of smoking, we get this question all the time. Dr. Dell, I just quit smoking. When will the health benefits kick in? I know you're so desperate. Well, deaths from vascular disease due to smoking are substantially reduced in women within 5 years after quitting. There's a rapid decline in the risk for some diseases, so it's never too late to quit. I don't want to be discouraging, but it's also probably, we don't know if you can ever get back to zero risk. You never get back to the level that non-smokers or people who have never smoked will get to. So the point is here, and it's a good one, is that, you know, the good effects, they kind of kick in quickly. Hey, you got any teenagers around the house, or maybe you yourself would like this? Here's a great job. This is a NASA job, $5,000 a month. The job is you got to stay in bed. You need a break from your stressful life? Well, pack your bags for Houston. They'll pay you $17,000 to stay in bed for 90 straight days. And what they're looking at is the effects of microgravity. And we talked many times before what happens in space. Namely, you get an increase in osteoporosis. You can't have any help from recreational drugs to alleviate the boredom. You got to lie prone for 2,160 hours. You will be allowed to get up for tests. And you're going to be slightly tilted downward, head first, feet up. You will be awake for 16 hours, lights out for 8 hours. It's unclear whether you'll be allowed to read with a flashlight under the covers. And I seem to remember, now I'm not stating this to be true, but I seem to remember that people who are in terrible shape do better in space than people who are in good shape. And of course, lying in bed for 3 months, it's not exactly going to induce, you know, physical conditioning. So, this is about time. I when I was in medical school, when I started, the drug companies, they give you white coats. They give you, I have my black bag. I'm looking at it right now that I got, you know, the first week you're in medical school from, Lilly. And that makes an impression. See your name in gold embossed letters on a black bag. You know, you're just starting out a long, 10-15 year educational grind, and there's a black bag you won't need for 10 or 15 years, but boy, it's impressive. Pens, stethoscopes, etc. American College of Medical, American Association of Medical Colleges has now issued a report recommending that pharmaceutical companies and medical device people knock it off in their attempt to bribe medical students. No more freebies. right? No more samples and trinkets and flash drives and binders and pens and trips and tickets and free lunches. And that the steady marketing of drugs using freebies raises questions about objectivity and integrity of academic teaching. And there are a lot of doctors pushing back on this. They say, listen, they're offended that anyone would think they could be bought for the price of a pen or a box of donuts. I'm sorry, the best marketing thing you can do is give someone a gift, and we have shown over and over again that it does make an impression in some doctors. And they say, now we're going to have to feed the medical students at conferences ourselves. So they're objecting to having to pay for the donuts. And, of course, I think the more logical approach is pharmaceutical companies wouldn't do this and spend a fortune if it didn't have a benefit. All right? All right, we come back a little later on. I'm going to give you, you've got the 5 seconds. If not, then you failed the test. This is a stress test to see how stressful your world is. It's going to take 5 seconds. All right? A little later on, we'll give you the test. All right, 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adell. Come on back. I'll be here.
Ty Pennington here. When you add extra insulation, you're doing more to protect your house. How about doing more to protect your heart? Ask your doctor about New Bear with Heart Advantage. It's the first and only low-dose aspirin product that lowers the risk of a heart attack and has phytosterols to lower cholesterol. Aspirin is not appropriate for everyone, so be sure to talk to your doctor before you begin or modify an aspirin regimen. New Bear with Heart Advantage. More protection for your heart.
Use as directed.
And now, another reason to switch to GEICO.
Did you know that GEICO can also help you with renter's insurance? I mean, look around at all the cool stuff you have. Sure, that big green sombrero you got on your vacation isn't exactly a family heirloom. And granted, you can probably do without that salad spinner, but everything else is pretty valuable. Call GEICO today to find out more about renter's insurance. Green sombreros notwithstanding, you've got a lot to protect.
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Hi, I'm Dan Weston. If you're living with limited mobility, a power chair or scooter from the Scooter Store could help you regain your independence. At the Scooter Store, we make mobility easy for you. We work with your doctor, Medicare, and your insurance. And if you complete our Guaranteed Freedom Program, your claim will be approved, or we'll give you your power chair absolutely free. Some restrictions apply. Call 1-800-503-8000 today if someone you care for suffers from limited mobility. Find out how the Scooter Store can provide the help they need, and it may cost them little to nothing. Don't wait another minute. Call 1-800-503-8000 to get your free mobility consultation, and be sure to ask for your free mobility guidebook. Call the Scooter Store today at 1-800-503-8000. That's 1-800-503-8000. Or for more information, visit us online at scooterradio.com.
Mom always said, just in case. Always bring a jacket, just in case it gets cold. Always carry a spare key, just in case you get locked out. Always wear clean underwear, just in case you get in a car accident. Now, Mom, I have one for you. Get Lifeline, just in case you fall.
Would you and your loved ones sleep better knowing that help is available to you whenever you need it? With Council on Aging's Lifeline system, you can continue to live independently with assurance in the home that you love, knowing that help is available 24/7. Council on Aging ensures that prompt, caring help is available at the press of a button 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Don't wait for a crisis. Check out Council on Aging online at www.careaccess.org. Click on Just in Case You Fall or call us, Council on Aging Silicon Valley, at 408-350-3210.
Seriously? With your health? Just call Dr. Dean Adell at 800-548-TALK. His wisdom is like thunder and lightning. It's truly frightening.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome back to the program. All right, Heather, what are we going to do?
Okay, you better have your thinking cap on today. I'm throwing you a huge ball. It's going to curve left and right. We're going to talk to Maggie. She has an autistic son who is 31 and a virgin, and she's wondering how to approach, in the best way possible, his having his first sexual encounter.
Wow. That's our first caller. All right, Maggie, let's hear the story, Maggie. Wow, wow, wow. You got my head spinning already, so give me some background, Maggie.
Thank you very much, Dr. Daniel. I heard you talking another time that why not handicapped people can have sex if they want to. And that's why I was thinking about this. My son is autistic. He's nonverbal. He's 31 years old. And I personally needed to have teach him how to masturbate. And my husband didn't want to do anything with that. And he does here and there.
Well, hang on, Maggie, hang on a second. Let me make sure I understand. He's 31, he's autistic, he's nonverbal. Now, did you say that indeed he does masturbate or he doesn't?
He does, once in a while, yes.
Okay, once in a while. You know, what a question. I assume, of course, because he's nonverbal, he's not able or has not expressed to you any desire in this direction. And I'll say one thing. I applaud you for even thinking of this. There are not a lot of moms who would. And the issue, let's start with a larger issue, and narrow it down to your particular case of disabilities and sex is something society doesn't want to talk about. And what I once told you was a marvelous video meant as a training video for sex educators and professional sexologists about the subject. And it was really a heartrending video about a man who is paralyzed from the neck down and his girlfriend. And he was able to reach a climax with stimulation on his neck and enjoy the emotional benefits, the closeness, et cetera, of a sexual experience. In this particular case, what is really important is, of course, we don't know exactly what's going on in his mind. It is very, very possible that even though he's autistic and cannot communicate, there is a feeling, is a yearning, is a longing, et cetera, and disabled people are entitled to the full expression of their sexuality as much as anybody else, even though this is a subject that's difficult for most people to think about or to handle. This is something that is, we're not even going to go towards the law here, is legal and available, at least in one state in the United States. And if you were to follow through on that, I would advise that because where it is legal and regulated, it's safer in terms of disease. You're dealing with professionals, et cetera. I just don't know, and Maggie, I got to leave it up to you, whether your son's self-stimulation is enough for him, and that he is not desirous of the full connection. And that I don't know there's anybody on earth that could begin to talk about it unless there are experts out there who've dealt with a lot of folks with autism who have a sense of how, what the view is like from the inside. So you have concerns that are based upon having a more normal a view of these things and worrying about your son having access to this experience, once again, from the point of view of we who are blessed and don't happen to have these disabilities. So I don't know where to go with that. I would have a very difficult time pretending to be wise enough to know. But if you indeed sense, and there's some way that you can, that he is desirous of this, I would support your efforts. And that, once again, is beyond my league. And as you know, with autism, it's about the communication part of the brain. I've read some fascinating things of people who have gotten better and described what it's like to be inside the head of an autistic person. And it's fascinating, and nor does it does not answer the question that we're considering at this point. But in terms of the broader issue, I support this. I would support any parent trying to help a son, a relative, a loved one, to gain access to sexuality with the use of professional. And you know something? In some countries, health insurance pays for it. All right? So just think of that one if you think this is really unusual. Whew. All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about stress. And I'm going to give you a 5-second stress test. Let's see if you pass. 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. Defense Ministry spokesman says Al-Qaeda, an Iraq leader, has been arrested. An aid official says the U.S. could try airdropping supplies to victims of the Myanmar cyclone even without permission from the country's rulers. But U.S. foreign-based disaster aid director says that may not happen because it's their airspace. The second person in a week has died on the north coast while looking for abalone. Officials say a suspected pedophile targeted in a global manhunt has been found in New Jersey. Interpol officials say the 58-year-old is an actor who plays Santa Claus at parties. Bad accident on the Bay Bridge still forcing slowdowns eastbound. The Dow gained 52, the S&P up 5, the Nasdaq surged 12. Partly sunny this afternoon, continued cool, more fog in the morning. I'm Greg Jarrett, KGO Radio News.
Experience the magic when American Musical Theater of San Jose presents Disney's Beauty and the Beast. Perfect entertainment for the entire family. Based on the popular award-winning animated film, Belle and her adventures in the mysterious castle come to life in a spectacular live stage show featuring all of the movie's beloved enchanted characters. There's romance, action, magic, and such family favorite songs as Belle, the Academy Award-winning Beauty and the Beast, and the glittering showstopper, Be Our Guest. Don't miss Disney's Beauty and the Beast at the San Jose Center for the Performing Arts, May 13th through 25th. For tickets, call 1-888-455-SHOW or order online at amtsj.org. Produced by American Musical Theater of San Jose, where Broadway musicals and dinnerware come to life.
Tales from a business trip. You don't know his name or his qualifications. All you know is that he's driving you down a city street at roughly the speed of sound. You're crying, either from fear or the pine forest air freshener. The airline you chose only flew out of the airport across town. I'll just grab a cab, you thought. Now you're in a one-man car chase. What could make a person drive this way? A personal crisis? Is he fleeing authorities? The ride would be fun if this was an amusement park, but it's not. Or you can book on Alaska Airlines' Westmost schedule and grab a flight closer to home. Alaska is the only airline with flights to the Northwest from all three Bay Area airports, with 38 daily nonstops to Seattle and Portland. That's a lot. That's Alaska Airlines' Westmost schedule. Check it out at alaskaair.com.
Alaska Airlines brings you sizzling deals with the Summer Preview Sale. Grab a sale fare on one of their convenient Westmost flights to the Northwest or check out their other hotspots on sale. Travel by June 25th. Purchase your tickets by May 8th. Only at alaskaair.com. Don't know what to get mom for Mother's Day? Surprise her with the gift of relaxing outdoors in beautiful teak furniture from Frelin's. Bay Area residents have long known Frelin's casual and outdoor furniture as the destination for outdoor furnishings. And right now, Frelin's has all their teak furniture on sale just in time for Mother's Day. Get mom a gift that'll last for generations. A comfortable chaise lounge, Adirondack chair, or classic steamer chair made from extremely durable plantation-grown teak. Spend $500 and Frelin's will throw in a bottle of teak sealer for free. Frelin's is famous for quality products and experienced sales staff, so you can shop with peace of mind knowing you're getting the best service and selection. Don't miss out on your chance to make a lasting impression when you present mom with beautiful teak furniture on sale now at Frelin's. Frelin's has Bay Area locations in San Ramon just off Crow Canyon, San Rafael in the Marin Home Center, and their clearance center in Fairfield at the Cordelia Junction, or visit online at Frelin's.com. Frelin's, why live indoors when we live here?
Hi, this is Gil Gross. Now listen up, homeowners. There are two types of homes, those which have termites and those which will have termites. Pacific Coast Termite is California's certified orange oil expert. They'll give your home a free, thorough inspection. If you want it done right, call Pacific Coast Termite now for all your green termite and pest control needs. 888-772-0779. That's 888-772-0779. Or visit them on the web at PacificCoastTermite.com. Pacific Coast Termite, the trusted name in termite elimination.
Tonight on Cron 4, Barbara Walters talks about her father's suicide, plus a top-secret Sex and the City movie exclusive, The Insider, and Entertainment Tonight at 7 on Cron 4.
Welcome back to the program. A lot of people calling up and offering themselves up for the bed rest study. And I just went to the website, and actually it doesn't look as horrible as this. People lying on their belly here. There's a guy and there's a gal, and they're talking and they're reading. Like lying at the beach and reading on your belly while you're sunning. And the website is actually bedreststudy.com. And there's a slash and a bunch of stuff, but I think bedreststudy.com would probably get you there. Gee, you know? $5,000 a month. It's a funny world. I bet you they get swamped with this publicity. And we'll see if I could get you in there. Tell them I sent you. Tell them Heather and I sent you. All right, quickly, we're going to do a stress test. Heather, I want you to take this test. You and I work in a very stressful business here, right? 5-second stress test coming from a reputable source, they say, Fox News. And here you go. Are you ready? I'm going to ask you 6 questions. If you answer yes to any of the above questions, stress could be playing a role in your metabolism, which can lead to short-term and long-term health problems. 1, do you crave food? Is that the dumbest thing in the world? I crave food all the time. Are you gaining weight? No. Do you need caffeine to stay alert? Heather said, you mean, do you need caffeine to stay alive? Do you need caffeine to stay alert? Well, there you go. There's half of the entire United States, okay, answering yes. And therefore, they have qualified as, positive on the test. Stress is playing a role in your life. Do you have trouble sleeping? Do you get colds and the flu a lot? Do you feel anxious or nervous? So this is one of these, dumb things that's absolutely meaningless. You know if you're stressed or not. Do you need caffeine to stay alert? Why else would people drink coffee? So, Heather, did you pass the test?
Uh-oh. She's still taking it. You mean that I'm stressed out?
Yeah.
That's so dumb. I mean, with I know, what does that have to do with stress? Anxiety and stress, I see, but
sure.
I don't know.
If I feel anxious, that's kind of defined. That's anxious. And anxious does not mean you're stressed, necessarily. They're very, very different things. And you know what's funny about stress is one person's stress is, another person thrives on. Anyway, here we are. Okay,
I answered
Heather.
Yes to a lot of those questions, but I can tell you right now, I am not stressed out at all.
Sorry.
All right, Let's talk to Paul. Not stressed, but a little sore. He started working out the muscles, and someone was recommending creatine for it.
Okay, Paul. So yeah. Let's hear what happened.
Nothing. I'm in my 50s, and I just started, wanted to get into shape. So I started, doing some jogging and everything for the last couple weeks and just sore, tired muscles. And somebody suggested taking creatine before working out, and it'd speed the recovery of the muscles. I just don't know that much about it. I was wondering if that is a benefit or...
Yeah, no, it's not. And, not even, by the way, we used to think ibuprofen and non-steroidal anti-inflammatories would, and they've done a couple of studies, and even that doesn't do it. And here's the deal. Your muscles are telling you something, and that is, take it easy. Paul, you're 50. You're getting back into shape. It took a long time to get out of shape. And it takes a long time to get into shape. But we're Americans, We want instant fast food answers here. So just go easy. And that's a sign that indeed you're pushing a little bit. And if there were a drug to take, it would be crazy because the physiology of this, we're not exactly sure what's going on. It actually represents little, without getting into the physiology, let's not get into the physiology of it. You wouldn't want to stop your body from protecting you and reacting that way. Because if you could take a pill to stop this, you might abuse yourself even more, and then you'd have to sit around and do studies for 10 years to find out if that's even good or that has long-term consequences. Because you want it all to happen together. Suppose your muscles start getting stronger. What about the ligaments and the tendons? Where the muscle attaches to the bone is very critical, and you can tear that. And so if the muscles got in condition faster than the attachments of the muscles and the bones, you see, that wouldn't be helpful. So if you had a pill that would make it easier for you to work and strengthen your muscles, it might harm you because they'd be pulling on these ligaments on a tendon. A tendon is a muscle to a bone. A ligament is bone to bone. Here's your general rule. You see, that could be harmful. So just go easy, and you don't need creatine. Okay, Heather? Heather's fallen asleep. She's so unstressed.
Sorry.
I know. Can I say something?
I was practicing for the NASA test.
No, yeah. Frank, I want to say something real quick. Most people don't realize you have a tough job. You got to keep track in one ear what I'm saying, and the other ear you're talking to people who are calling into the program. So you got to be right there, bingo, when I go, Heather, and you always are. I don't know how you do that, but you do it. And if anything's going to make you stressed, that ought to be it. So have another cup of coffee. Okay.
Right. But I usually have you kind of timed out, and I really thought you were going to talk about creatine just a little bit more. Let's talk to Lori. She's wondering about tests for monitoring your health, so i.e. a saliva test versus a blood test.
Okay. By the way, I hate thinking that you think I'm predictable, but we'll talk about that later. All right, Lori, what's going on?
I was just wondering, in your opinion, how reliable are saliva tests versus blood tests?
For
and also, why can't we just for general health monitoring, thyroid, hormones?
Oh, well, no, we're not there with saliva tests. I would not substitute saliva tests for a blood test. They are not as accurate. There are some tests that we are starting to do on saliva, but we're not even close. And the tests we do are, for instance, drug tests. I thought that's where you were going, to detect the presence of drugs. Saliva can help because you're just trying to detect whether it's there or not, not an exact level. So the blood test is still the standard, and yet you'll see people, and you'll see all kinds of scam artists. You know, there's tests you're supposed to, you send in your hair, they'll tell you how healthy you are. There's tests for, you know, using saliva, but blood is the gold standard. So in terms of monitoring your health, and by the way, Lori, if it were blood tests, what kind of things you wanting to look at? Are we talking like cholesterol levels or something different?
Just general hormone levels or how, you know, if your thyroid falls in the appropriate range.
Gotcha. No, use a blood test. And in thyroid, there are all kinds of scams out there. Put your thermometer under your armpit. There, it's too important. Let me tell you something. It is actually very confusing and complicated evaluating someone's thyroid. That's with blood. So if we're still figuring it out when it comes to blood and there's still disagreements about when it reaches a certain level, do you treat a person, then obviously there's no other body fluid that's going to be as helpful. And the other thing is, you know, looking at a blood level or something doesn't tell you the whole picture. Because really you want to know the blood is like a highway. Suppose you wanted to find out how much traffic there is in the city. You look at the highway that goes through town. That doesn't tell you what's going on in the city. There could be horrible traffic in the city and the freeway is empty. Or the freeway could be totally, you know, at gridlock and you can drive around the city streets fairly easily. So the blood just tells you the blood. And we've built so many of our standards on the blood level as opposed to, you know, how much of something is in your brain, how much of something is in your heart tissue. That's really the critical thing we want to know. And in some areas of medicine, we are aware of this and make our adjustments. So that's there's your answer. All right, Heather, 1-800-548-TALK. We're going to be right back. I'm Dr. Dean Adell. Stay tuned.
Your lovely tree attacked by insects.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credits, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-830-9016 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-830-9016. That's 1-800-830-9016. Again, 1-800-830-9016.
When you stop to think about it, your mother has probably done more for you than anybody else. And now, it's time to show her how truly grateful you really are. At Long's, it's the season of mom and time to get ready for Mother's Day. At your neighborhood Long's Drugs, we make it easy to show your love and your thankfulness with all kinds of heartwarming gifts. Candles, picture frames, fresh cut flowers in most stores,
even scrumptious Hershey's pot of gold chocolates. Now, buy one, get one free. Once you've found the perfect something, put the finishing touches on your Mother's Day gift. With a walk through our Hallmark department, you'll find wrapping paper, ribbons, and bows. Plus, while supplies last, a set of three tea light holders free with in-store coupon and the purchase of three Hallmark cards. At your neighborhood Longs, we make it easy to show mom you care. Live healthy. Live happy. Live Longs.
Do you like a rich chocolate cake? I mean, really rich? Okay, stay with me. I'm Frank McMinn for Raley's and Nob Hill Foods, and I want to tell you about a chocolate cake we're baking, and it is rich. Our chocolate strawberry decadence. It's made without flour, instead lots and lots of chocolate. Nearly a half pound of Guittard semi-sweet chocolate in every cake, plus several fresh eggs, sugar, and lots of butter. We bake it, then ice the decadence cake two ways, with whole fresh strawberries on top. One cake has a delicious fudge icing, and the other drizzled with a luscious ganache. Chocolate, of course, and a ring of real whipped cream. If you want a special dessert for Mother's Day, this is it. Chocolate Strawberry Decadence Cakes, $8.99 at Raley's and Nob Hill Foods. We also have a good buy on fresh strawberries, 1 pound, $1.47. This week, drop by.
Time for some stress.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to stress you out, baby. We'll talk to Igor, or Igor will. He has some genuinely good ethical questions about the first call, which was about a 31-year-old autistic son of this woman who phoned in, if anyone missed it, and getting him his first sexual experience.
Okay, with a professional or something that she's asking. Okay, Igor, let's hear your thoughts on this.
I have two questions. The second one I'm really nervous about asking. The first one I want to ask you is, aren't autistic people more or less like children? So mm-hmm. In that case, how could we recommend getting a legal sex service for a child? That is my first question. My mm-hmm. second question, again, I want to preface it. I hope I'm not even doing something illegal by asking a question to a doctor, but in this one particular instance, would it be all right for a mom to have an incestuous relationship so that she offers it for her son in this one singular instance?
Yes. Well, you've asked, provocative questions that we can sit here all day long intellectually and bat around. And first, let's take the first one about the childlike quality of autistic people. I don't know how you can judge that. It's very difficult. It's an interesting point. You know, there are many autistic people who are, you know, these savants, incredible geniuses, musical geniuses, artistic geniuses, etc. The Rain Man is an example of that. And childlike in some ways, yes, but not a child. And I don't know how the law would define it. It's so easy when you say, hey, if you're 18, you're not a kid anymore. So I would discount that as opposed to evaluating this person as an individual in terms of whether it's appropriate to provide a professional in Nevada, so we're staying legal here, for this child's first experience. And you probably heard something in that call, and I wasn't exactly clear of, I didn't go there, that whether the father or the mother taught this person, 31-year-old, to stimulate himself. I'm thinking if he didn't figure it out by himself, I'm not sure what that's about. Incest is a universal taboo. No, I would not think even in this case it would be appropriate. And yet there have been cultures where it has been accepted. And there's one culture I'm going to need some help on this. But where was I reading that at a period in time not so long ago in an early 20th century, late 19th century, in a place in Scotland, was it a certain cult or a sect or segment of that population where it was considered appropriate for a mother to introduce her son for the first time? This is a heinous thought, I think, to most Western civilizations for a whole bunch of reasons. And not that incest doesn't happen, and it's a, you know, a horrible thing when it does. So I would think that if indeed it is deemed that this person would benefit from the sexual experience, that it would be easier to legally obtain such a service in the state that offers it. Or you could go overseas. But of course, once you get a person used to that and they like it, I mean, they're going to want to repeat it. You know, sex is just like hunger. It comes up again and again and again. So then where are you? So I don't know. I'll tell you, for those of you, by the way, who want an insight into the mind of a person like this, there's a book I read a couple of years ago that I found fascinating. It's called The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. And it's kind of like a little bit of a mystery piece, but it's written in the first person. From the point of view of a person who is autistic and what they see looking out. It was written by someone who had a lot of experience caring. Now, it wasn't written by an autistic person, but it was as if it were, by a person who had a lot of experience working in facilities dealing with children and adults with autism, which is a spectrum of disorders. That's why we can never get to a specific answer to any of these questions. It's a spectrum of disorders from people you know, who appear fairly, quote, normal, who just have a few little social disabilities, you know, a little awkward, their humor is a little weird, and maybe the kind of person who would make $100 billion in the computer industry. And how they say Silicon Valley is loaded with folks like this. All the way to folks who just are totally dysfunctional in terms of any communication whatsoever. So I would certainly, you know, consider the parents and primary care mental health professionals of this person to be the ones who would participate in making a judgment. I would not make a judgment here. All right. I'm Dr. Dean Udell. Let's take a break. We'll have more time for more calls a little later on. So we'll be right back in a couple of minutes. I'm Dr. Dean Udell, 1-800-548-TALK. Stay tuned.
Another priceless improv from Debit MasterCard.
Fresh sandwich, big gulp, and chips at 7-Eleven, $5 on debit PayPass.
Today for lunch, I need to rewrite a fiscal report, because that's easy. I need to rework a spreadsheet that consists of 19 pages, reply to 25 emails, listen to 32 messages. Oh, and I need to rewrite an email that says, "Hey, how are you?" because it wasn't persuasive enough the first time. Oh, yeah, and I need to eat.
Squeezing lunch into your lunch hour? Priceless. There are some things money can't buy. For everything you need right now, there's Debit MasterCard PayPass.
Ask about the WAMU Debit MasterCard with PayPass at your local WAMU branch. Faster and easier than cash, your purchase is deducted from your checking account and listed on your monthly statement. For purchases under $25, just tap and go. No signing, no swiping, no PIN at participating locations. To learn more about the benefits, stop by your local WAMU branch or visit us online at WAMU.com/PayPass. Deposits at Washington Mutual are FDIC insured.
So, like, I was sitting in traffic the other day, listening to the radio, and it came to me.
I'm not going to ask my mom what she'd like for Mother's Day, because she'll only say, "Oh, I don't need anything," or "You gave me something nice last year," or whatever.
This year, I'm giving her the kind of gift she really deserves, one that's luxurious and beautiful and shows her how much she's loved.
This Mother's Day, the Bay Area's luckiest moms will open gifts from Shreve and Company Jewelers. Perhaps designer jewelry by Aaron Basha or David Yurman. A watch by Rolex or Patek Philippe. Or jewelry featuring diamonds by Hearts on Fire, Suna Brothers, or Shreve's own private collection diamonds from South Africa. Your mom deserves a gift as unique as she is. You'll find one inside Shreve and Company Jewelers, a San Francisco original. Post and Grant just off Union Square and in the Stanford Shopping Center, Palo Alto.
So who's behind those ads using kids to promote Proposition 98?
Those ads are actually paid for by wealthy landlords who wrote Prop 98 and want voters to think it's all about eminent domain.
What would 98 really do?
It would eliminate rent control and let landlords raise rents without limits.
That doesn't protect families or homes.
Right. In fact, 98 would make it easier to evict people from mobile homes and apartments so landlords can build big new developments and charge higher rents.
That could hurt a lot of people.
98 would especially hurts seniors on fixed incomes. That's why 98 is opposed by AARP, the nation's leading senior organization.
I see the official ballot language says 98 would increase taxpayer costs.
That's right. 98 is bad for renters, homeowners, and taxpayers. Stop the landlord scheme. Vote no on 98.
Paid for by No on 98, Yes on 99. A committee of city and county associations, taxpayers, and environmental groups. League of California Cities and Californians for Neighborhood Protection. A coalition of conservationists, labor, and business. A sponsored committee of the California League of Conservation Voters.
Dr. Dunadel here. Welcome back to the program. All right, Heather, how about something like a normal question?
Why do you got to go and say anything like that? Anyway,
yeah,
let's talk to Pete.
All right.
At first, the neighbors are trying to sell his mom a water purifier. I'm like, man, that's reasonable. People purify their water all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But this one's extra special. Wait till you hear how.
Okay, Pete, let me hear.
Well, this one supposedly helps people with cancer and diabetes and tumors, and it says it's a $2,800 machine, and it takes, a day or so to produce 1 gallon of water from this machine, and it's supposed to last a lifetime. They were telling me there's a lot of hospitals, John Hopkins and I have endorsed them,
Pete, it's a total lie. Your instincts are correct. It is a scam. It's illegal. If I thought the police would do anything, I'd call the police. You can report this to Better Business Bureau, Federal Trade Commission. They'd love to hear about it and jump down on these folks. That's just cruel. It's just a cruel, cruel thing to do. And generating that amount of water in a day, I'm going to expect that it's a reverse osmosis water purifier. Or you can get water out of the atmosphere. They're atmospheric water generators, condensation. Look under you can go put a cup underneath your air conditioner where it's dripping, and that should be pure distilled water with nothing in it. Doesn't taste good because it's minerals that give water, a flavor. How did she find them, or how did they find her? And is your mom ill?
No, but my nephew's dog is, and that's what the neighbor was telling her. Oh, yeah, it cures, my nephew's dog has a tumor, and he said, this special water, it takes a long time to make a gallon, but he gave her a gallon to try for free, and then he's been trying to get her to buy the machine.
Boy, oh boy, I would love, I'll tell you what, if you could talk to Heather, and if you could find a way, you could email me any information or send me any information on this, we could stop this one in our tracks, because there are a lot of things like this that don't get big time, you see. When it gets big time, when you're advertising all this fraudulent stuff on every cable station on earth, then the feds take notice of it. But the small stuff where neighbor to neighbor, person to person, they rip you off for a couple $1,000s, you can make a living on that. And I have no idea what it is. I don't have to. Water doesn't cure anything. Now, maybe water will make you sick, as you might have suspected. But water doesn't cure anything. And so it's a total and complete ripoff. And I'd like to see people like that busted, right? All right. That is the program. Hope you enjoyed it. Join us for the next one. Until then, as always, be well.
Average wait time greater than 8 hours.
Our medical system is broken.
Inefficiencies, chronic overcrowding.
Trying the patience of patients.
Patients that would leave without being treated.
NBC 11 went from hospital to diagnose the problem.
The emergency rooms will become the medical offices of first resort.
The causes?
A lot of primary care physicians actually refer their patients to the emergency department.
The cure? And who's getting it right? Losing patients. Tonight after ER on NBC 11 News.
NBC Tonight is dynamite, starting with Napoleon Dynamite's John Heater on My Name is Earl.
Is this some kind of trick?
Then it's the grand finale of Scrubs, A New Office, and Matthew Broderick joins the 30 Rock season finale.
Yes.
No crying in my bath tonight.
Then, on an all-new ER, when a father refuses to save his child.
You're just gonna walk out of here and let her die?
The ER steps in. NBC Tonight.
Tonight, beginning at 8 on NBC 11.
Tired of paying high print shop prices for each color copy your business needs? Well, how does 4.9 cents per page, including toner and service, sound? Just visit EIS Electro Imaging Systems for a free demo of HP's new Edge Line technology, the first and only green copier, printer, and fax on the market. Call EIS now at 800-207-4757 or online at EISColor.com to find out how to manage all your color printing for just 4.9 cents a page. You'll put some green on your bottom line and some green in your business at the same time with HP's new Edge Line technology. EIS is offering full color print, service, and toner for just 4.9 cents a page. Call 800-207-4757 now or visit EISColor.com. Go green with HP's Edge Line technology and save green at EISColor.com. Is color print management at 4.9 cents a page possible? Yes. Find out how at EISColor.com.
The Bernie Ward sentencing is coming up this hour. We'll have live coverage, and we will talk about it one more time. Also, race in the elections.